soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. It is Thursday today and a great day. Listen, could you please come on? Could you write me an email, revivaltime@nvbc.org, all one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. Just write me a note. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me you listen. Tell me what station you listen to. And just say, Brother Treiber, here's a prayer request, whatever. And I promise you, I'll write you back. It'll take a day to get it offline. They'll print it out. They'll put it on my desk. The next morning, I'll write you back. They'll type you back. It takes me a little while, but I'll get it back to you within the day. I promise you. Revivaltime@nvbc.com. It's going to be a great day today, and I hope that you're going to plan to have a great day as well. Here's the GSBC men's group sing. I sing the mighty power of God.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care. And everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there. Thou God art present.
Men's group, Golden State Baptist College. Listen, young people, you're 18. Get registered today to come to Golden State Baptist College. On August 26th, we open the doors. Why don't you come? Why don't you just say yes to God? Why don't you just come to Bible College? Come a year. Come two, come four, but just come and see what God's going to do. He's going to do great things in your life. We have one more song, and it's to rescue a sinner like me. I'm so glad God rescued me. Aren't you glad? Here is the choir singing for us. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a great song, how that God reached down, saved your sorry soul, saved my sorry soul. I didn't deserve his grace. But I'm so very grateful for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ when he reached down his hand and he saved me, a sinner just like me.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 29. Now, Jacob was the man that his name means con artist. It means deceiver. And by the way, if your name is Jacob, don't feel bad. My name is Jack. It's a derivative of Jacob. I love the name Jack. And I love the name. I had a grandfather by the name of Jacob. Never saw him, but Jacob was my grandfather. He passed away early. And so it's a good name, but not for this Jacob. Jacob is still conniving. Okay, what, number one, he stole his brother's, he had his brother's birthright. And then he stole his blessing. He conned his brother out of two things. But now he's going to get a father-in-law. His father-in-law is going to con him. In fact, his conning ways are going to last until chapter 32. Next week, we'll see in chapter 32 where he finally gives in to God. God actually changed his name after that. You're no longer a con artist. But until this time, he was conned, and now he's getting conned. The Bible says in Genesis 29:16, and Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful, well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I'll serve thee for 7 years, Rachel, your younger sister. Now, he was supposed to get the older sister, but he says, I'll serve 7 years. And that was the agreement. Pardon me. So he served 7 years for Rachel. Verse 20, and Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. He said they seemed like just days because he had such a love for her. But Laban did not give him Rachel. And he got in the tent, and after a while, he discovered that he had married Leah. And the Bible says that he was deceived and beguiled by his father-in-law. You know, you're a deceiver. You're a deceiver. You're going to get deceived. I trust you that. You can count on that. You're a liar. You're going to work with liars. Yeah, you're full of pride. You'll serve with prideful people. It's just what you sow, you reap. Child of God, there's no way in getting out of this thing. And here's Jacob, the con artist. I'm a con artist. And he was getting right with God. He served for 7 years for Rachel. Oh, but guess what? He never got Rachel. Why? Because he had conned so many people. Now his father-in-law conned him. He had to serve another 7 years, 14 years, before he could get his real wife. What a tragedy. All because he still was a con artist. In chapter 29, chapter 30, chapter 31, he's still a con artist. Half of chapter 32, he's still a con artist. And the Bible says because of this, he got what he deserved. He got his cunning ways, and he went unto Rebekah. He served her for another 7 years. He fulfilled her another week, 7 years, the Bible says. What a tragedy. All because he was a ripoff artist. All because of his pride, his arrogance, his self ways. You live for self. Oh, I tell you, young people, you're not catching it, are you? I've got a young man I was praying for today. He's got several kids in our church, and he's got a wonderful, maybe three or four kids, five kids in our church. He's a wonderful man, but he's not an honest man. He's a con artist. I was praying for him. I was working in my yard the other day because he's just a con artist. He's a fake. He's a phony. And he's reaping it. And oh, I tell you what's ahead of him with his kids, it's going to be sad. And then he's going to blame our church. You watch. He'll blame our Christian school. You watch. But he's a con artist. He's not right with God. Father, I pray for our listeners that, Lord, we would be real. Bobby Robertson prayed in his prayer, help us to be real. God, help us to be real with thee and real with mankind and honest with mankind is my prayer. I pray your blessing upon our dear listeners today. They're good people, God. They love you. And I pray that you give each and every one a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.